The quieter you become, the more you're able to hear. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we hear about 6 great benefits that come with silence and solitude from our friends at the Life Formula. Enjoy.
From the moment you wake up, there's noise everywhere, from your alarm clock to the cars outside to your internal thoughts. We live in a noisy world filled with distractions, and there isn't much room for silence. But recently, people have been understanding the value of silence and solitude. I'll be sharing with you 6 benefits of being silent and embracing silence, and we are starting right now. 1. You can find the aha moments that spark a brilliant solution to your problem when you are in silence. In a Harvard Business article, David Rock and Josh Davis explain that flashes of insight can be fostered by specific conditions. Most of us have a packed calendar, and we are busy with work, meetings, and other daily tasks. As a result, you're surrounded by people, or your mind is busy with work. Insightful moments are just like silence. You have to find it through the noise. Research has shown that silence helps you make better decisions. People in the study made smarter decisions after meditating for just 15 minutes. While you might not be into meditation, you don't need to meditate to reap this benefit. No matter how busy you are, take breaks between meetings and work to find some alone time. Go to an empty room, or maybe even go for a quick walk outside. You then want to focus on your inner thoughts and ignore what's going on around you. It's fine to let your mind wander, because it goes hand in hand with internal focus. Give yourself some silence, and you might find your next breakthrough insight. 2. You will be happier overall. There's a lot of philosophies and religions with different views on how to be happy, but there are some similarities, especially how they view silence. Silence could be a potential solution to the lifelong question of, how does one be happy? If you are more extroverted, you might question how silence can help, but let me explain. When you are in silence or solitude, you're able to go within yourself and examine yourself. The concept is very easy, but not a lot of people do it. Some people are just too busy in their day-to-day lives, but the reason why most people don't do it is because they are afraid of finding the ugliness inside. When you are by yourself and speaking to yourself, you get uncomfortable because you fear what's inside. If you are resisting the silence and solitude, you might have something that needs to be dealt with on the inside. If you can deal with that, you will be happier. If you don't deal with what's bothering you internally, it will continue to bother you. Meditation is one of the best ways to reap this benefit, but if you don't want to, you can just sit there in silence, self-reflecting, and going within. 3. You cut out filler words in conversation. Silence makes many people uncomfortable, so they talk to fill up the silence. Most of them use filler words when talking, so that their brain can catch up to what they are saying. But the same result can be achieved by pausing. People use filler words such as and like instead of pausing because it seems more natural than pausing. A lot of people are uncomfortable with silence, so they rather use filler words than pause. If you can embrace the silence and cut out filler words, you will be able to get your message across better. Research has shown that conversational speech has short or 0.2 seconds, medium or 0.6 seconds, and long or over 1 second pauses. Great public speakers pause for 2 to 3 seconds, or sometimes longer. When pausing, it might feel like forever at first, because we tend to think faster than we can speak. But if you keep practicing, it will feel more natural. The pause shows that you are cool and collected, and you still have time to collect your thoughts. 4. You see the world differently. When you become comfortable with silence, you view the world in a different way. You are able to appreciate your surroundings and interact with them differently. There's a musician by the name of John Cage who reaped this benefit and wanted to show other people how to. So he created a piece called 4 Minutes and 33 Seconds. The song is simply 4 minutes and 33 seconds of silence. Cage didn't make it as a joke though. What Cage was really after was so the audience could listen to the sounds of the world with the same attention they would normally devote to a music piece. The piece was played in the Maverick Concert Hall, where there are walls open to the outside. The audience was able to listen to the sounds of the outside world during the 4 minutes and 33 seconds. By being silent, or embracing the silence, you're able to be more aware of what is going around you and observe the world better. 5. You are more creative. Quiet people are usually creators in some shape or form, because that is how they best express themselves. Whether it is through writing, art, or video, quiet people tend to show their creativity through creating. This isn't to say that someone more extroverted isn't good at writing, art, or creating videos. Someone more extroverted might be just as good, but their work might show their outgoing personality more than their creativity. Even if you are more extroverted, you can still be more creative by being more silent. The reason why quiet people tend to be more creative is because when they have some solitude, they let their imagination run wild. They visualize a lot, which helps with their creativity. Having some alone time will help you be more creative.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.